VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Saudi Arabia is preparing to admit that the missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed. The stories from two American news organizations quote sources who say Khashoggi's death was an interrogation that went wrong. CNN reports that those behind the operation may have intended to kidnap Khashoggi, from the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and take him back to Saudi Arabia for questioning. The stories say the Saudi report is expected to say that the operation instead led to Khashoggi's death. It was carried out without official clearance, and that those behind his death will be held responsible. The Al-Nasib border crossing between Jordan and Syria reopened Monday after a three-year-long closure. The crossing is important for overland trade in the region, including for Syria's neighbor Lebanon. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Economic observers said the border passage generated nearly $600 million in trade yearly before war in Syria began in 2011. More than 7,000 trucks were estimated to have crossed between the two countries daily. Arab media also reported UN peacekeepers officially took control of the Kenitra crossing between Israel and Syria. Syria's main border crossing with Iraq at Al-Bukamel remains in the hands of U.S.-backed Kurdish forces and is closed due to fears of Iran using it to smuggle weapons into the region.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Monday designated five groups as top transnational organized crime threats, targeting them for stepped-up prosecutions by the Justice Department using tax laws, firearms laws, and other means to prosecute the groups. This is VOA News.